We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right now we have Ollie Cassell, the editor-in-chief at TheBirdsRight.com. Ollie, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, guys. Although a little bit let down, right? Our balloon, our fabulous balloon got popped.
Well, you know, I think when you look at it, with all things considered, it could be a lot worse.
No, absolutely. And that's why I've been also preaching, because you're absolutely right. I mean, Zion Williamson could have been lost for maybe perhaps a whole year. Could have been a major injury. Could have really honestly maybe threatened his career a little bit as to where it may have zapped some of that incredible athleticism. So just to hear that it is something that's more precautionary, something a little more minor that's only going to take a few weeks, yeah, that is a blessing for sure.
I know that Coach Gentry said that it was something he thought happened in the Spurs game. Was there any particular play or did you happen to notice maybe when something happened on the court?
No, and I did ask a lot of people that watched the game with me and also in the practices that have followed since
right.
that time, and nobody has seen anything. So it just really goes to show how minor perhaps this is. This may be the smallest of tears. So maybe for Zion, maybe he thought he bumped his knee. So he felt just a little bit of something, and maybe he didn't tell anybody for a few days. I'm sure we'll get those details sooner rather than later. But for right now, like I said, it's a good thing, guys, that honestly it's nothing major, that it wasn't something that's going to definitely put an effect on his career or even his Pelicans season, right? If it's just a few weeks, we've got the depth to sustain it.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask you about, just about this depth on this team. You know, I think that they're more guard-centric or forward-centric more so than anything. Do you see them playing a little bit, maybe small ball? I know matchups will dictate a lot of that, but do you see them using some of those forwards and guards a little more since you don't have Zion?
Yeah, I think Alvin Gentry has to go that route, Deuce. And you know what? By him starting J.J. Redick tonight, moving Brandon Ingram to the four, I think we've got a really good idea what he wants and hopes is going to work out. Look, with that starting lineup, we always had a concern, actually, whether they had enough shooting out there. So now he's putting JJ out there. That's going to solve those issues. But now are we going to be large enough, big enough to, you know, handle opponents, stay on the glass, and, of course, still play that up-style, that up-tempo transition game that Alvin wants to team the league in pace this year?
I guess, you know, looking at the preseason so far has been really successful for the Pelicans. Besides, obviously, seeing what Zion is able to do in an actual game setting, it wasn't just all speculation anymore. Getting to see those powerful dunks and all. But what other players, some of the new guys brought in, really impressed and kind of went over and above than you thought they would be?
Yeah, Steve, that's the most beautiful thing about this team. Usually, when teams have the fortunate circumstance of getting the number one overall draft pick, usually they have very little else to be overjoyed about. Not so with these Pelicans. You know, we've already got Drew Holiday. Then they traded Anthony Davis for a lot of young guys that, you know, everybody's hoping they can still blossom into something. And of course, I'm talking about Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram. And by the way, keep your eyes on Brandon Ingram. I have a feeling that both he and Drew are kind of going to try and lead this team, at least during while Zion is out. You know, I've heard a lot of rumors in training camp that Brandon Ingram could lead the team in scoring this year.
Wow.
So now he's really getting to have that opportunity. Of course, Drew, you know, David Griffin has said, I want this guy to be, you know, play that MVP caliber ball because he's capable. But we'll see if Drew can do that. But beyond those guys, of course, I don't have to tell you to. You know, you've been paying attention. But for those who haven't, you know, besides Zion, they've got a lot of good rookies. And, of course, we've got to talk about Nikhil Alexander Walker. He was probably not even going to make the rotation, but he has played so well this preseason. And now this silver lining of Zion Williamson's injury could open that door for him. And, you know, the reserves have been the ones, guys, that have led the teams to three of their four victories so far this preseason. So the strength of this team is the depth, and those guys on the bench, boy, they can play.
Speaking with Ollie Cassell, he's the editor-in-chief of TheBirdsRight.com. You can find them on Twitter at Ollie Cassell. Ollie, I want to just ask you about that first 20 games, you know, some of the matchups they have, playing a lot of teams that were in the playoffs. That's really the way it is in the West in general. But, you know, Can they survive that gauntlet of games, or, you know, at least be 500 until they get Zion Williamson back?
I'll be honest. I think they can. And even if before this, all this injury news hit with Zion, I still was predicting kind of a rough go through these first 20 games to where I would have been, you know, happily taking a 10-10 start, because 16 of the first 20 opponents, I think, are playoff caliber. So you've got a team that has just come together, 15 new faces, Alvin Gentry, Jeff Bezilk, all the coaching staff is trying to get them ready for the season. We've seen, you know, they're 4-0 in preseason, guys, but it's not like they've been beating up the competition. They eked out three of those wins, and the defense has not been there. So I expect for them, you know, just have a little bit of struggles out of the gate. But remember, the Pelicans were never supposed to make the playoffs this year. It's all about kind of building towards something. So, you know, I just hope people keep, you know, those, you know, reality in check here, because without Zion, it's going to be a little bit that much harder. So the team may struggle, but expect them to be competitive. And if they can just stay around 500 through those first 20 games, consider it a win.
I know last year was obviously rough for the Pelicans. It just seemed like it would never end either, the way, you know, the whole Anthony Davis drama and saga just carried on. But Alvin Gentry, you could see that it wore on him last year, but obviously a lot happier now. What else have you noticed from Gentry, anything different heading into this season?
Well, you're right, Steve, because I remember seeing you a few times when we were talking about that. Where Anthony Davis, that was not even just a cloud. That was a shroud over the entire city.
Right.
It really suffocated everybody that was close to the team or covering the team. You know, we didn't want to write about, we didn't really want to talk to Alvin about it anymore. But, you know, everybody still had to do their job. So just to experience this turnaround, everybody's still honestly living that hype of, you know, David Griffin getting hired, winning that first or winning the lottery and having the right to draft Zion first overall and so on. I mean, the way they filled out that front office, the coaching staff, they've hit nothing but those home run type of hires. So, you know, long term, what Gail Benson said, that she means that this Pelicans franchise be lifted out of the Saints' shadow, that they can stand alone, that she's going to put in all the resources. We've seen it. So they've gotten this golden opportunity. We just have to give these guys time to, you know, find their footing, have the players adjust. And, of course, just keep supporting them, because it's going to be good. I promise you.
Ali Cosell, editor-in-chief of thebirdsright.com. Man, thank you for giving us a little bit of your time, and go check those Pelicans out as they take on the New York Knicks tonight up in New York.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, guys. You have a good one as well.
No problem. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.